This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The counterfactual, I assume they would have continued their efforts to undermine President-elect Clinton as they had begun doing during the summer, especially with the European allies, to create a divide there. They want to mess with us in a continued...
All right, so that was James Comey again. He wanted to talk about the whole Russian thing, and he really took a hammer to what the White House was saying, specifically the president, about Russians and the colluding, if you will. The FBI director, you know, basically is saying there's some uncertainty and pretty much won't stand down on wiretap claims. The White House won't do that after Comey says he has no information to support them. So this was the big deal, the FBI versus the White House. That's what happened to start the week off in Washington. Kate Delaney, America Tonight, and of course we always start with a tsunami that overtakes my backyard and your backyard by everything that happens in Washington, D.C. After all, we elect them. And they're supposed to represent us in D.C., so we like to hold their feet to the fire. And when I say there, I mean the people individually, the Congress folks and senators that are your, again, elected representatives. And what's going on in Washington and this FBI director testimony was a big deal, I think. And we're going to hear this for days to come. Justin Duckham from Talk Media News joins us. So how about Comey just kind of slicing and dicing the White House? What did you think?
I mean, this is pretty much what we were prepared for. You know, we went into this hearing knowing that he was going to essentially come out and toss some cold water on the wiretap claims. We did not necessarily expect him to confirm the investigation into, you know, the alleged ties between the Russian government and the Trump campaign. So two very big headlines, one that, you know, if you looked closely, actually had newsrooms trying to scramble to, you know, keep up with that since they came so quickly back to back. And ultimately, a very difficult day for the Trump administration, who is now fighting twin controversies, you know, that both just ultimately have some pretty big pitfalls for the president.
Yeah, and to recap that for everybody, Justin, we're talking about Russia, as I was mentioning at the top, was there collusion between Russia and the Trump campaign, whether any crimes might have been committed, and then, of course, the claims from the president that the Obama administration had wiretapped Trump Tower. So we'll see where this storm goes, but I think, you know, this is the first public comments. But correct me if I'm wrong, you know, there's nothing to support those allegations, but it doesn't mean that that investigation is over, right?
Exactly. And that's something that the, you know, White House has pushed back on pretty heavily today. Sean Spicer, during his press briefing, when confronted with the wiretap claim, said that, well, this is still an ongoing investigation, so we're not going to completely back down from that yet. But then, you know, when he was asked about the, you know, news that the FBI is, in fact, investigating the ties, kind of responded with the opposite, which is, you know, the people who are involved in this have said, yes, there's an investigation, but nobody has been able to come up with proof yet. So it kind of shows that there is, you know, sort of a good level of cognitive dissonance going on within the White House in terms of, you know, when is an active investigation actually worthy and when can you rule out something or not? And that, you know, it's something that a lot of people in the press just aren't really buying.
Yeah. Then let's switch gears and talk about what's going on with Congress and the House Republican leaders releasing a package of amendments Monday to modify the Republican bill to repeal and replace Obamacare. They're looking for votes, right?
Oh, they absolutely are. And at some point, there was sort of this vague idea that they were going to be able to appeal to conservatives by having this, third prong of a legislation moving forward that was going to include a lot of these sort of Republican goodies, sort of olive branches to more conservative members. That was something that the White House started talking about after it seemed unlikely that there was going to be enough votes to pass the healthcare legislation. So they kind of suddenly came out and said, look, this is going to take place in three steps, something that had not really been discussed much before that. So it looks like they're moving away from that and instead are going to be trying to sweeten the deal before it gets to that by including these provisions. Whether or not this is going to help it, that remains to be seen. There are a number of conservative members who are saying that they are still going to be basically opposed to the legislation. And then you also have the fact that, these are things that are not going to be making it easier to pass in the Senate when it finally goes to that. If they decide to include that in the Rules Committee, if they bring that up earlier, you still need to have 60 votes to move forward in the Senate considering the opposition to it. And it's unlikely that if you make the bill too much in line with what the House Freedom Caucus demands, that that's going to have any headway over there. So a very difficult dance and one that just kind of shows that, this is an uphill battle and one that could very well end up being Trump's first major failure as president.
Yeah. Let's jump to the Supreme Court deal because it was a busy day in D.C. So 3 hours of going through this confirmation process, Judge Neil Gorsuch finally got a chance to actually speak up at the confirmation hearing, and he said an interesting quote. He said, long before we are Republicans or Democrats, we are Americans. It's the first day of 4 hearings on Gorsuch and what happens with him. What's this kind of the buzz in Washington over whether his confirmation hearing is going to be smooth or not?
Right now it looks like this is going to be, relatively easy considering what it could very well have been. Had this been somebody who had been, sort of more of a Trumpite, somebody who had been a handpicked, Trump judge, it probably would have been more difficult. But this was somebody who was sort of selected by the Heritage Foundation, the Federalist Society, more sort of mainstream-leaning organizations, albeit still very conservative, but mainstream in comparison to a lot of the stuff we've seen lately. So I think there's sort of an acknowledgement that he does have pretty strong credentials. He is a conservative judge, so that comes with all the pitfalls that one could expect. But ultimately, I think we're still going to probably see a filibuster. We're still going to see mass opposition, but I don't think this is necessarily going to present the fireworks that a lot of people are expecting.
So for you, when it's a day like this, are you just hopping all around, Justin?
Pretty much. I actually had the benefit of being able to just kind of monitor a lot of this stuff remotely. But it was a very busy day, one that was pretty much whiplash-inducing since so much of this was kind of going on at the same time. The White House had a very clever idea of holding their press briefing right when the Comey hearing ended up resuming, meaning that reporters kind of had to scramble to get information from both of those. So this was a busy day, to say the least. And, of course, tomorrow we have the primary portion of the Gorsuch hearings continuing, wherein we're actually going to see the question and answer sessions. Today was basically just a time to make statements, and that's going to be, probably dominating a good portion of the day tomorrow as well.
All right, so we'll see what happens with Gorsuch. Thanks so much, as always, Justin, for coming on. Have a good one.
Thank you.
Coming up next, Donald Trump in Kentucky. What was that like, and what was he talking about? We got it. Kate Delaney, America Tonight.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. 877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of his Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Back in 2009 and 2010, House and Senate Democrats forced through a 2,700-page health care bill that no one read and no one understood. By the way, today it's thousands of pages more. It's not even understandable. They ignored the public, they ignored the voters, and they jammed a massive, failed health care takeover right through Congress.
All right, wow. So Donald Trump today at a rally in Kentucky, and of course talking about the failed policies and what's happening with health care, and obviously also on the agenda was immigration, some of what we see happening in this first 100 days, and as to whether laws are going to be passed or walls are going to be built or, you know, whatnot. This was part of the buzz, actually, part of what was promised. Hey, we're going to take it to the people. And taking it to the people meant, you know, going to Kentucky and in Kentucky, telling people what was happening in Washington, that continuation. So at the Kentucky rally, Trump pushing Congress to deal with health care so he can take up taxes and deal with something else that's high on the agenda. And, you know, he really, I think, recharged certainly the fans in Kentucky. There's no question about that. In Louisville, he told the Republicans there that the health bill is a chance to end Obamacare for once and for all. And, you know, this was really part of the getting elected message from Donald Trump. So in the speech, he peppered it out shout-outs to even the Kentucky congressional delegation. He said, hey, Mitch, talking about Mitch McConnell at one point, we're going to be okay. The health care is looking good. He warned the crowd pretty much if the health bill didn't pass, the alternative is what you have, and what you have is nothing. Trump also tried to kind of woo Senator Rand Paul, because he's absolutely fighting what the bill is now. He's the most outspoken opponent. And he said, I look forward to working with him so we can get this bill passed in some form, and talked about, we've got to get this work done so we can do the big tax cuts. We've got to get it done for a lot of reasons, but that's one of them. And, of course, the speech capped off a day of meetings and phone calls trying to help that legislation through the House ahead of the floor vote, which, mark your calendars, and we'll be talking about it, of course. The floor vote is on Thursday. The president is supposed to meet with House Republicans Tuesday in what is definitely a negotiating, deal-making kind of moment for Donald Trump. Now, Kellyanne Conway met with the House Republican whip team responsible for ensuring that the health bill has the 218 votes needed on Thursday. So we'll see if there are those votes there. Most hardline conservatives have pushed for a more complete repeal, I suppose, of the law. In fact, Senator Rand Paul and Senator Ted Cruz both saying that the plan stinks, the bill stinks, and they don't like it, and talking to rallies outside of the Capitol in these last couple of weeks, and they're part of that group. They're complaining that the Republicans' bill, tax credits, created a generous benefit the federal government can't afford. And they're certainly not alone. Jim Jordan, a Republican from Ohio, he jumps on the train. He says, we need substantial changes. There's got to be fundamental change. And even the moderates are saying the tax credits are too limited and would hurt low earners and older patients. So nobody seems to be happy except for one, the core group. And the core group might not be enough to get it passed. So that's why Paul Ryan today reeled back some of what was initially said or set out in the initial policy. Because they know, he knows, listen, they're not going to get the votes. If they don't get the votes, then nothing happens. It doesn't change. So they changed the health care vote to try to get those votes in time to make this go through. And there's changes to Medicaid in there, many of the amendments, because we're talking about a lot of amendments. Many of the amendments would make additional changes to Medicaid that were pushed by conservative members. One addition would give states the option of requiring Medicaid recipients to work and participate in job training programs or do community service. And then they're revisiting that. And then the tax credits have been pushed to the Senate. So House lawmakers punted one provision to the Senate. More assistance to older consumers. Many, maybe some listening to the show, we have a wide swath of demographics here from 20-something to older. So the House is setting aside $75 billion to provide additional tax credits to help people buy policies on the individual market, but they're letting the Senate handle the way the legislation would be put together, letting them put it together and saying, okay, we're putting this money aside. And so much of this is because of the CBO. And I think by shifting it to this, you know, punting it to the Senate, you know what they're doing. You have to avoid the CBO reevaluating the plan, because we saw what initially came out, 24 million will lose health care, and the numbers were staggering, so they don't really want that to happen again. That would mean redrawing up how many millions are we talking about now, going through that whole CBO process. And is it going to be bleak news or what? Because that news is what really set off a little bit of a shockwave right in the middle of GOP land, because of what came out of that report and what, how many people would be covered and wouldn't be covered, and how much money were we talking about, and was the money really right? And that whole tug of war really hinged on those three nonpartisan letters C-B-O. C-B-O. And I feel almost compelled to give you a positive note, which has nothing to do with what's going on in Washington, and is just an interesting story, and one that we talked about briefly here on America Tonight. I'm going to call it my daily salute, in a way, although it's kind of odd for a daily salute, because usually it's somebody's done something amazing. How about Tom Brady's missing Super Bowl jersey being located by the FBI and NFL security? Yeah, so they solved the mystery. And what happened was, this just a simple notice was released. Through the cooperation of the NFL and the Patriots security teams, the FBI and other law enforcement authorities, the jersey worn last month by MVP Tom Brady has been recovered. Also retrieved during the investigation was the jersey Brady wore in the Patriots' victory in the Super Bowl against the Seahawks in 2015. They were found in possession of a credentialed member of the international media. Due to the ongoing investigation, we will refer questions to the FBI. Nice. So they've got the jerseys. They've got not one, but two jerseys. Wow. How crazy is that? And there's actually video. I saw this video that's been out there from Colin Coward's Coward show, where he's got this video of the suspect in of Tom Brady's Super Bowl jersey. Jay Glazer from Fox Sports first reported it, and Glazer said the FBI became involved because the jersey was found on foreign soil. Then they said that the NFL believes the jersey was stolen by someone posing. So it's not somebody from the international media that swiped it. It's someone posing as someone from the international media. Oh my gosh. The NFL, let me tell you, somebody who's covered 15 Super Bowls, the NFL credentialing policies are already so tough that this will just make it even tougher. So the jerseys from Super Bowl 49 rather, and 51 recovered. I mean, that's huge. How about that? I wasn't so sure he was going to get his jersey back, but then if they've got footage and that's what happened, then they could piece it together. Remember, the jersey is worth, especially this last one, they say about $500,000. Wow. Hang with us.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation
reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com. Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote. Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
On America Tonight. Hopefully keep your fingers crossed, and maybe spring has sprung. I think some of you are laughing because of all the snow you got last week. I know that today I was walking the dog. I was walking Mahalo, the shaggy golden retriever, and thank goodness I brought a giant thing of water for him. It was 90 degrees. I think I got a suntan 3 miles later. I went from Casper the Ghost to, wow, did you go to Mexico? Were you out on spring break? Seriously, somebody said that to me. Can you believe it? I'm not exaggerating. 90 degrees. Yep. So, spring. Yeah, it's spring. And what does that mean? It means some of you have actually sent me some emails to break up all the political conversation and what you don't like happening in Washington and the nerves that are frayed because you own a business and you're waiting to see what's going to happen with your individual health care plan. So I've got some interesting emails to get to. On that note, let's turn to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
Thank you. This one is from Christopher. And Christopher says, Kate, are you catching some serious sun? I got to tell you, sister, I'm in Cali, and after all that rain we had this past year, it's been nice to see the sunshine in California for once. Pretty much up and down are 900 miles. So I think that we're seeing some of that California weather come back. And I have to tell you, it's a relief. As much as we needed the rain, we didn't need mudslides, and we didn't need some of the catastrophic nonsense that followed with all of the rain that we got. And I guess now it's actually about reaping the benefits of it, so that part's just not so awful, I suppose, at this point. But good to see the sun and have the sun open up our patios even just a little bit more. Yeah, well, I'll echo the same thing. In the case of the Southwest, and depending on the Southwest or Texas, I think we're going to see temperatures dip down from that 90. But, yeah, it's been nice weather, that's for certain. How about this one from Amanda? Amanda, how about this? Kate, I don't know if you saw this or not. I know you talk a lot of business, and sometimes you do those segments for your business where you're talking about wealth and the rankings. And did you see the Forbes billionaires list that came out and who was on the list and where they all fell? I know that there was a big deal. Thank you for that. I know there was a big deal made about Donald Trump. He's the first billionaire president, but not as wealthy as he used to be. His net worth is $3.5 billion. That's down $1 billion from a year ago. So because of that, he's tied with 19 others as the 400. This is the crazy thing. He's tied as the 544th richest person in the world. And part of that is because of what's going on with the real estate market in Manhattan, because so much of his wealth is tied up in buildings and Trump Tower. Of course, a lot of his wealth is tied up in that. And it's funny, the list came out the day that Trump met with Bill Gates, the world's richest man for the fourth straight year. The Microsoft founder's net worth, $86 billion. That's up from $75 billion last year. Warren Buffett is number two on the list for the first time since 2014, I guess. Check this out. Since the list came up, I'm going to say a couple of them. Jeff Bezos, I mean, this guy is, he's like the Midas touch. He's King Midas. He was sitting in the crowd at the Oscars. Like, who cares? You know who Jeff Bezos is? He's the founder of Amazon. So Amazon founder Jeff Bezos, he went to number three on the list for the first time because the jump in Amazon shares. So his net worth is $72.8 billion, right? And Forbes says there are about 2,043 billionaires worldwide, up from last year. So there's money to go around in certain crowds, I guess. Well, it makes sense. You know, like that old saying, and I'm not even saying this snarky, but the rich get richer. There's where gambling, when I say gambling, when I talk about stocks, and you're at the craps table, even if you think you've got a hot tip in your mind because of what you're watching, your own hot tip. And you're, so of course, it's not illegal insider information. And you're looking at certain stocks. You're paying attention to what's happening in the world. But when you have billions, so when you're moving a little bit of that money around and you're taking options or where you're investing it, that shoots up so much faster. So once you're in that crowd, I mean, you could get a bad beat, but once you're in that crowd, you can keep it, you can pretty much keep yourself, you know, you can keep yourself in the game. And I think that's the deal when you get to that kind of level. So how about that? Electronics on flights. Here's something that Jake in Austin, who emails the show frequently, says, Kate, I was on a flight just recently where they really were upset about people using their iPhones and using other electronic devices. I was flying from Austin to Dallas, from Dallas to Los Angeles, and I guess that it just depends on what flight you're on or what airline you're on as how persnickety they are about firing up whatever it is that you've got that's an electronic device. But for goodness sake, we're all walking around with electronic devices We are. And I think that what's where it's really bad is that if you are flying from certain countries in the Middle East and Africa, then that's different. Like, I was just looking at these rules because I was looking at, I had to get my passport renewed, and for some reason I was reading all this stuff on passports. And they're talking about, of course, Middle East and Africa. If you're flying to the U.S., passengers have to check in all electronic devices rather than carry them into the cabin. I think that's good. So that's going to impact some airlines flying into the U.S. And if you are traveling to any of those areas, just be aware of that. Especially, it's going to be interesting with these nonstop flights, what they're going to do there. And I know what you're saying, because really your concern or your question was domestically, and always domestically they tell you when you can fire them back up and when you can't have them on, and we're getting ready for takeoff, and, you know, whatever that might look like, you know, that whole kind of thing. And I think a lot of the concern there is interference with the plane, you know, trying to figure out how much that interferes with the, you know, you got to remember when you're, it's scary to think of this, and I don't actually like to think about it. I know too much about airplanes because of my husband and because of so many other people I know who are pilots and who fly. And I had a cousin who was a Top Gun pilot you know, learning to fly myself, taking a plane up a long time ago with a pal a couple of years ago. And that's just a small plane, but just to commercial airlines. You know, you're talking about computers. It's just a giant computer in the sky. And how often is it checked and reworked and all of that. And so I think with electronics and what's on the plane, there's still some confusion as to what can cause damage, what could cause something to malfunction on a plane. Oh, the giant computer I'm flying in is malfunctioning because everybody has to watch their YouTube videos. I mean, that would be ridiculous, right? It's kind of like when something, and I've been on planes like this, where you're whipped, you just want to get back home, and it's a layover flight, and for something doesn't work, whatever it is. Oh, the one windshield wiper is malfunctioning, so we've got to stay at the gate, and we've got to look for a new plane. Or one time I was on a plane, and they said, oh, this one switch won't work in the galley. I was like, what? The one switch won't work in the galley, but who knows? It could be tied to something else. So everybody had to get off the plane, and then we had to get another plane. It was hours out of Chicago. But in hindsight, I'll take it, man. If you're telling me that switch is going to possibly send my plane to the ground, I will gladly sit in O'Hare with disgruntled people eating stale sandwiches and wait to get on a better giant computer that has all the switches working to give myself a better chance of a smooth flight. Because that's what you're on. You know, that's what you are on. All right, let's get another one in here. Let's go to this one from Ira. Kate, I've never emailed the show before. I just wanted to tell you I really, really like America Tonight. Specifically, it's you. And I've told all my friends in D.C. to listen to the show. I'd love to see you just crush it and crush some of those others that are there in talk radio who probably have big machines and big networks behind them. Stay in there because you definitely, definitely have fans. And I just want to say, go Ivanka. How about the fact that she got an office in the West Wing? Yeah, not a surprise, right? Because she's an advisor. She's an influence on her dad, and she's been with him in a lot of the different areas where he's gone. So she does have an office. They announced it, that she's not technically serving as a government employee, but she does have an office in the Oval. Stay with us.
When a storm causes power loss for a whole day, it can seem endless. There's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power for not just days, but for months or longer. Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. And CENTCOM General Lloyd Austin says, it's not a question of if, but when. That's why Americans are rushing to secure solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. And the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all. Portable and lightweight, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. If a blackout strikes, you'll have power for heat, lights, cell phones and computers, and critical medical devices, all from the rechargeable solar power. Our first introduction sold out fast, and with high demand, we can't guarantee keeping the supply in stock. Stay protected with the power you need. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. Right now, enjoy our special easy pay option. Just go to blackout27.com. That's blackout27.com. Blackout27.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription, over-the-counter drugs, and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's improved Pro-1 G2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
This song. Welcome to the 80s. Hey, everybody. How's it going? Having a good week so far? I just hate to tell you this. If it's the start of your work week, you got days left. If it's a crummy day you're getting over, it means the next day is going to be a good one, right? What did my grandfather used to tell me? It's a good day when you're standing upright. So I'm going to just say it's a good day if we're standing upright. So what's going on with the Supreme Court nominee, Gorsuch? The Supreme Court nominee had to deal with listening to 3 hours of wah, wah, wah. That's what happens when you go through the whole confirmation process. And this is what we do to put somebody on our highest court of the land. He said some good things, I have to say. He said, in the West, we listen to one another respectfully. We tolerate and cherish different points of view. I agree. We seek consensus whenever we can. That was his opening statement. He said, my law clerks tell me 97% of the 2,700 cases I've decided were decided unanimously and that I've been in the majority 99% of the time. And, you know, it's so this is President Trump's nominee. He spent the first day just listening, really, to the committee members. They say their statements. This is, again, how we roll. It's what happens. And Gorsuch's judicial record was kind of an afterthought, I would say, from what I saw as I watched it when I was working today, was looking at different bits and pieces of it. And Dianne Feinstein said that, the longtime Democrat, in fact, the highest-ranking Democrat on the committee, said, "I just want to say I'm deeply disappointed that it's under these circumstances that we begin our hearings. Merrick Garland was widely regarded as a mainstream moderate nominee." And remember, that was Obama's nominee. That never went anywhere, and it wasn't going to go anywhere. So since Justice Antonin Scalia's death more than a year ago, it's crazy that we've had this vacancy. And, you know, who gets the open seat on the highest court in the land is pretty important. In fact, 56% of the voters in the exit polls said they think it is important who's next. And, of course, it is, because if you look at the way the court would swing. So to give you just a little biopic on Gorsuch, he was a federal judge on the 10th Circuit Court of Appeals. He's pretty much regarded as a jurist who was easily confirmed less than 10 years ago after being nominated by President George W. Bush. So I don't think he's going to have much problem. I mean, if they pick at a few things, I don't think you're going to, I don't know. I don't think there's going to be a lot of picking going on here. It's funny that Orrin Hatch, the senator from Utah, said something seriously wrong when the confirmation process for a Supreme Court justice resembles an election campaign for political office. And ta-da, he has a point about that, for sure. But still, this is how we do it, and this is a little bit of grandstanding, a little bit of conversation, and ultimately, I cannot imagine that it's not a confirmation. I can't imagine that it's not a slam dunk. It certainly, at least on the surface, does not appear that there's going to be any kind of a struggle here, so, you know, it completely makes sense to me. Okay, this does not make sense to me, and this is certainly worth throwing out as we give you a little of this, a little of that, kind of appetizers on the menu, if you will. Because if nothing else, in America Tonight, I like to say that it's the buzz in the backyard. Kim Jong-boom is what they're calling him in England. So the leader, Kim Jong-un, his troops are blowing things up all over the place. His troops blew up a U.S. aircraft carrier and shot down a bomber in a propaganda video. So they're doing all these secret, or not so secret, ballistic missile launches. And then they've got crazy messages that they're pumping out there. It is a very shocking video. I saw the video today, and that's exactly what it is. You see the site, you know, the site of the bomb, if you will, or the missile, really, and boom, it takes out a ship. It takes out a whole aircraft carrier, and it is a propaganda video. So he's threatening destruction in this video anyway. This guy's a nutbag, man. I mean, he's a menace. It's just like, he's like a kid, like, I'm going to show you, I've got these missiles, and I'm the leader, and I'll do whatever I want. I mean, North Korea is not scared of any possible preemptive military action. They don't care. He doesn't care. He's going to do whatever he wants to do. He really is Kim Jong-boom. If he wants to set off missiles, and you see him testing, you know, new rockets, any site. He likes to blow crap up, is what he likes to do. He's deranged. He is dangerous, man. I don't know what they're thinking in Japan, in China, in Russia, but somebody better think something and better figure this out, because he perhaps is more dangerous than I initially even thought he was. I mean, what happens if a nuclear weapon, accidentally goes off? What happens if that happens? I hope the Chinese are all over this. I hope they are. Because he's all over the place. He is all over the place. And let me tell you, even coming close, you want to put together some propaganda video and that gets pumped out there, that's one thing. Coming close to touching a U.S. warship, game over. And there's definitely enough firepower that we destroy him in a second. I really think it. Without a doubt. Shove him back into a corner. And wouldn't that be interesting to see what happens to Korea overall then after that? I mean, China's got its missiles ready. They're ready. They are doing whatever they have to do to keep their eye on North Korea, knowing there is that potential of something happening. But at the same time, China also has parked an arsenal of missiles within striking range of some army bases of ours. So they're ready to go in any direction. In fact, 1,500 missiles at U.S. military bases, China's got aim toward those missiles. Oof. So whenever the word enemy is mentioned, it seems like it's, you're going to show me yours, I'm going to show you mine. I wonder how many missiles in general are considered at the ready. Scary, isn't it, to think about it? Very scary to me. Everybody loses if missiles start getting set off all over the place. And it's not that I think this is going to happen tomorrow, but you got some trigger-happy folks out there, and all it takes is one slip, one wrong projection, and game over for somebody anyway. Thanks to you, and everybody else who's listening to America Tonight. Remember, you can always email me, americatonight.net.
Cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place. And the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.